Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today, we have another exciting installment of our segment, Investing Shorts, and I'm very happy to welcome back multifamily insurance broker Aaron Kelso to the show. Aaron, welcome back.
Thank you.
Awesome. So in Aaron's first show, we talked all about his experience underwriting insurance policies for, or being an insurance broker for multifamily owners. And today, I want to talk about your experience, Aaron, as a passive investor, because you have, you know, a full-time job more or less, and you're also investing passively. So tell me about, you know, why you decided to start investing passively.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously, like I had mentioned previously, kind of seeing, you know, what it can do for my family, and then it's passive investing. I mean, you're not involved in those day-to-day operations. You're just getting those, you know, quarterly distributions, those quarterly updates about the property. And for me, it was with a client that I know, like, and trust, that kind of had a good track record. And that's kind of, you know, and I planned a lot more of it, not really a little too certain on where the market is going. People are obviously buying, you know, classy properties at, you know, 4 and 5 cap rates right now in DFW. Yeah. But obviously, you know, it's not just Texas. I mean, you can, there's opportunity, you know, literally anywhere. So if the numbers make sense, then it's, you know, then go for it.
Yeah, for sure. So I just want to circle back and touch on something that you said, you know, like the benefits of investing passively. So for you, is it mostly about cash flow, appreciation, diversification? Can you touch a little more on that?
Yeah. So it's time. Mm-hmm. It's time not having to be involved. Obviously, I'm just involved with the insurance on the properties that I insure. So I'm definitely going to make sure that they're, you know, insured adequately. Yeah, it's the passive income. Like, just to put it bluntly, you know, make your money work for you. You know, you can make a lot of money if you're good at what you do, but make your money, have your money start to work for you. And that was a lesson that I really didn't quite grasp up until about, I would say, about a year and a half ago. You know, I'm 26 now, so probably about right around when I turned 25. You know, you realize that, you know, spend, you know, save your money, you know, even if your income exceeds your expenses, you know, be smart with your money. And the more that you invest and the more that you invest wisely, the sooner that you can kind of live that financially free kind of lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, in a nutshell.
Yeah. And so for you, why do you think you like investing in multifamily versus the stock market? Or maybe you do both, but can you speak to, you know, investing in multifamily and comparing it to your stock market investing, if you do any?
So I am invested in some cryptocurrency, and I can tell you it is a lot less volatile.
Multifamily is.
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
Yes, it is a lot less volatile. You know, the real estate only goes up over time. Mm-hmm. That's kind of been shown. And so that, in addition to kind of the tax benefits that you can get, is huge. And so, you know, that compared to, you know, how volatile the stock market is and how much the economy can influence the stock market. At the end of the day, the economy can influence real estate as well. We saw what COVID did to, let's say, you know, shopping centers and your retail spaces. Our insurance brokerage agency, sorry, I don't want to confuse anyone, we downsized because everybody went remote. And we realized, you know, my boss had told me, you know, we can save this much a year. I'm like, shoot, yeah. So now I'm, you know, here at home and I got my standing desk. I go into the office, you know, from Nebraska Furniture Mart, and I got my, you know, I still go into the office a few times a week. But to multifamily's point, everybody's always going to need a place to live.
Yeah.
And I really strongly believe that multifamily is going to be your safest real estate investment by far. And I'll be honest, I'm not really a seasoned investor. You can have people on here that could give much better investment advice, but just in my time of doing it, you know, I feel pretty safe with it. So,
yeah, very cool. Well, I think that makes a lot of sense. And, you know, you mentioned cryptocurrency, but what about the stock market, like in investing in equities? I mean, is it a similar thing where it's just relatively volatile and you don't have control over it? Is that what you would say?
Yeah. So I, you know, my crypto investments, I had dinner with a guy. He just kind of sold me on his passion. Him and his family invested in Bitcoin pretty early. And he was kind of mentioning some new kind of fixed versions of Bitcoin that I decided to put some money into. So I don't really think this is answering your question, but yeah, I'm actually not invested in the stock market.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. Very cool. So you're just comparing it to crypto. Yeah. I think that makes a lot of sense. And, you know, for those of you who haven't listened to Aaron's show yet, he also did grow up with a multifamily, you know, with his dad investing in multifamily. So he grew up around it. So probably it just made more sense to you. What do you think in your experience is it that helps people kind of get over the initial fear or uncertainty about switching over from equities to real estate syndications?
It boiled down to the syndicator for me.
Yeah.
Just to put it really bluntly with you, I get solicited. You know, I get solicited pretty often. A lot of my clients can actually, you know, raise all the capital they need within a few days. So you don't, you know, I mean, you'll ask them, you know, hey, are y'all fully subscribed? But it, to answer your question, it is all the syndicator. It's the person that's heading the deal. What kind of experience do they have? What is their knowledge in this market? You know, what's their track record? What was their, you know, what was their return on previous deals? And, you know, at least here in Texas, you know, one deal that goes south can, you know, kind of affect a syndicator's ability to raise money in the future, which, you know, isn't always fair, I guess I would say, because sometimes things are, can be just out of your control.
Yeah.
You know, let's say you invest near a military base and we go to war. Mm-hmm. That's kind of hard to anticipate. I'm not going to, you know, never invest with that guy again or that woman again. But yeah, to answer your question, definitely just kind of a trust and a likability factor to the cater. And then you also have to like their play. What's their move? Why are they doing what they're doing? Why do they want to invest in this area? Mm-hmm. You can change a property, but you can't change the area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So just kind of, yeah, you could probably have people on here that could give a little bit more advice. I can give the most about insurance, but.
Totally. No, well, I mean, I just really loved hearing your, you know, hearing about how you think about real estate and how you make decisions around making those investments. So thank you so much, Aaron, for coming on the show and sharing about your experience as a passive investor. Really appreciate it. Please share with the listeners how they can learn more about you and anything else you want to share.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So follow me on Facebook and LinkedIn, and I always, you know, repost any interviews that I do, so you guys can kind of get some insight into more about me. And then, yeah, I'm just happy to, you know, set up a call with anyone and answer any questions. And yeah,
awesome. Okay, well, thank you so much, Aaron, for coming on the show. I hope you all take some time to reach out to him, check out his other interviews. Thanks so much. We'll see you next time, Aaron.
All right, see you. Thanks, Suja.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate, We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.